You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Most Michigan citizens think the roads are bad, they ought to be fixed, but there's little agreement about how to find the money to fix the roads. Those are the general findings of a survey of Michigan voters compiled by the Center for Michigan. A report titled Fixing Michigan's Road Mess, An Unclear Path is being released today, and joining us to talk about those results is the Public Engagement Director for the Center for Michigan, Allie Schmidt. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us today.
All right, first, for those of us not familiar, tell us what is the Center for Michigan?
So the Center for Michigan is a nonpartisan, nonprofit think and do tank. We host statewide public engagement campaigns to identify what residents want of our state leaders and then amplify those views straight to Lansing. We've been doing this for about 10 years, and we also publish Bridge magazine.
We're familiar with Bridge. Voters seem mostly agreed that Michigan's roads are in poor or terrible condition. What did the survey show?
Absolutely. There is certainly a mandate that the roads are getting worse and that people want action. Three of every four Michigan residents said the roads were in poor or terrible condition, and two-thirds said that the road conditions have been getting worse. Now, Michigan residents do have experts on their side in this opinion. According to the Michigan Department of Transportation, the roads have been getting worse since 2015, and the American Society of Civil Engineers gives our roads a D-.
I was surprised to see that there are people in Michigan who think the roads are great.
There was 1% of people that thought their roads were great. I'm not quite sure where they're driving, but I would love to take a trip with them.
So you mentioned that the MDT, the Department of Transportation, says it's getting worse. How do the respondents of your polls feel about whether roads are getting worse or not?
Yeah, so two-thirds of Michigan residents said that they were getting worse and that the state should probably increase funding to make that trend reverse. It is something that does get more expensive the longer we kick the can down the road, because road decrease is exponential.
Which is something that Governor Snyder said several years ago. In fact, he and other experts have said we need to increase spending by about $2.5 billion a year to get the roads and bridges fixed and keep them fixed. What's your polling show about what people think is enough money?
Yes. So people thought that we should at least be spending $1 billion more a year. 3/4 of Michigan residents said that we should spend at least $1 billion more. People were a little gun shy about going straight for that $2.5 billion. Only a small subsection of respondents said that we should foot that full package.
So even at $1 billion, I'm wondering how respondents felt we should raise those additional funds to fix those roads at $1 billion a year.
So that is where the consistency drops off. We did not find a groundswell of public support for any of the ideas that state leaders or policymakers are currently discussing. We asked about ideas such as the gas tax, such as Governor Whitmer has suggested, diverting sales tax from gasoline to schools, such as Speaker Chatfield's recommended, and no one got higher than a 64% disapproval rate.
Right. So, in fact, that was cutting state government spending, 33% in favor, by far the most favored approach, although cutting state government spending by $1 billion is a pretty significant cut. You talked about opposition. It looks like gas tax. 74% of the respondents said, nah, let's not do this with a gas tax. Exactly how do they think we're going to raise that $1 billion besides cutting government spending?
Well, that's where the poll got really interesting. We did a before and after approach to ask residents, looking at these policies without any background information, what do you think the best idea would be? And as you said, cutting government spending was the most popular one the first time around. After we gave people pros and cons for all of those options, the percentage of people that wanted to cut government spending decreased and the percentage of people that picked a tax increased. However, when we gave them those ideas one-on-one, is this a good idea or a bad idea? Every single one of them was considered a bad idea. So as you said, the gas tax got a 74% disapproval rate. But when you looked at increasing the vehicle registration fee or diverting sales tax from gasoline, those were also 76 and 75% disapproval rate. So there isn't really any consensus about exactly where the money should come from.
Except for like a wait and see approach, which I saw was, again, 64% against, but that was the most popular idea. Let's just see what things happen.
Yeah. So it was interesting when we had our regional conversations with people, people were very opposed to that verbally. But when we looked at the numbers, some people thought we should wait and see what happens with the funding that was implemented in 2015. People don't always seem to understand that that $2.5 billion that it was recommended by the 21st Century Infrastructure Commission was recommended even after that funding was increased.
What's to say about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan? She wants a fuel tax increase.
Yeah, so that did not poll particularly well. We found that 74% of Michigan residents said that was a bad idea. Granted, we did not poll on her gas tax policy specifically with the 45 cents, but a general gas tax did not poll very well.
We're talking with Allie Schmidt with the Center for Michigan, which has been surveying Michigan voters about fixing the roads. You asked an interesting question, and that was how much voters were personally willing to pay out of pocket to fix the roads each year. What did they say?
The majority of Michigan residents were willing to pay a little bit more every year. Just over half were willing to pay $100 or more a year. The experts estimate that the average Michigan resident would need to pay $300 more a year to reach that $2.5 billion recommended by experts. And only 7% of Michigan residents said that they were willing to pay $300 more a year.
So residents aren't even willing to pay enough to meet that $1 billion a year that the majority said that they would be interested in.
Yeah, it would be a little bit tricky. When we were talking to people around the state, we heard a lot of misgivings that if the state was given additional funding, that it would be spent properly. People were concerned that the roads aren't being built very well in the first place or that the money wouldn't be distributed. So there's a lot of hesitancy to give the government extra money or additional money if they aren't sure it's going to be spent where they say it is.
So that was one of the questions I wanted to ask. Did they say why they felt that way, that they didn't trust the government to use the money properly?
I think there's a lot of issues regarding public trust across the state. The Center for Michigan did a public engagement campaign in 2016 and found on public trust, and we found that public trust in government was at historic lows. So there is not a lot of trust in government in general, as well as a lack of transparency at the state level. The Center for Public Integrity rates Michigan state government 50 out of 50 of all 50 states in terms of transparency. So there is a lot of concern that the money would come in and not be spent, and we wouldn't ever know how it was spent.
So this affects state highways, of course, but it also affects local governments. What do local officials think about the road situation, and do they have any solutions?
There was a bit of a call to look at Act 51, that it was passed in the 1950s, and that governs how our state funding for roads is distributed. It has been updated several times since then, but it puts 39% of the funding that is raised across the state goes to MDOT, and then the rest of that is distributed across our cities, villages, and counties, which all take care of their own roads. Local roads, such as cities and villages, counties, do receive a lower rating in terms of quality than the state roads. And so local officials we talked to said they feel they aren't getting enough funding.
And I talked to a county executive not too long ago who said even the formula is messed up because these lane miles that they calculate don't take into account that some of their lanes might be three lanes wide. Is that much of a problem, or is that something that local officials brought up?
Yeah, that is something that people think that we should re-examine, or that's what we heard from officials when we were on the roads. As you said, they look at lane miles, not center lane miles, so you're going to get the same amount of money for a three-lane road as you would for a one-lane road, which is not very helpful sometimes.
Given the mood of the voters, where does Michigan go from here?
I think that the auto insurance moves that are happening at the Capitol are probably going to give people hope that the bipartisan solutions are possible. Again, when we were on the road last year, we heard from residents during our truth tour that fixing bipartisanship was the number thing that they wanted in Lansing. So perhaps this would give our legislature an opportunity to find another bipartisan solution.
So we've been hearing some rumors that maybe we'll pass a budget and then maybe we'll look at the roads or things like that. I know this was done a year ago, so we didn't know that then, or the people didn't know that then. But do they see any way to find a solution that will not take $300 out of their pocket each year and still fix the roads the way they think they ought to be fixed?
Mm-hmm. So we did this poll in April, not a year ago.
Okay.
But there was certainly, again, some hope for that bipartisanship where perhaps we could cut from some areas and raise taxes in a different area. So do a blended model of reappropriation and increased taxation.
So we hear from politicians a lot about waste, fraud, and abuse. Is that what the people were saying as well? That's where we can recapture some of this money to put into roads?
I don't think we met many people that thought they could find the full $2.5 billion in the state budget in wasteful spending. The state budget's $52 billion, so the $2.5 is a large chunk of it. But there certainly are Michiganders that think we could look in the budget and help with the road situation by moving money we already have.
Ali Schmidt is the Public Engagement Director for the Center for Michigan. Thanks for telling us about your polling of voters' thoughts on fixing the roads.
Thank you again for inviting us in. It's been great to be here.
Join us for tomorrow when we'll continue the discussion about Michigan's roads and how to pay for them with the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation. Plus, we'll look at the proposed changes to auto insurance and how they might help low-income residents. That and more tomorrow on Stateside.